Una de las especies más peculiares del mundo latino es el Padreus protectorus, que vive colgado encima de sus hijos como un koala.
Vamos contigo por si le pasa algo a tu auto.
Mamá, voy a estar bien.
Pero este instinto sobreprotector se está extinguiendo, porque State Farm está ahí las 24 horas si los necesitas. Así que los padres finalmente están soltando a sus hijos a la naturaleza.
¡Nos mandas fotos!
Como un buen vecino, State Farm está ahí. Llama para obtener una cotización hoy.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And, you know, this genderqueer thing, or what they call transgender, is not something new. Throughout history, like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just, again, being repeated. And
sexual deviation. And both of these current things explain way back. If you go back to...
We're going to go back all the way back to the Turkish Ottoman Empire. And so just listen and you'll learn. Go ahead and take it away. All righty, we're having a little bit of a buffering problem right now, but it will be coming up. And we're going to be taking a look at the going all the way back where this...
Darren Beatty, which has, I think, one of the most fascinating news sites in all media, joins us. The Ottoman Empire and transhumanism. Is this what we're... Darren, walk me through this amazing piece you've got up, sir.
Well, not quite transhumanism, at least not in the sense that we ordinarily talk about it. This is about the trans phenomenon that we see in terms of men becoming women. And it's, at the very least, I think we can say it's a bizarre trend that seems to have seized every aspect of public life and public conversation at the moment. And so I think it's interesting to look at this really bizarre but powerful antecedent that you see in the Ottoman Empire. Now, what is the antecedent? Well, the antecedent is troops called Janissaries, and they were the elite soldiers of the Turkish Ottoman Empire who played a role in conquering the entire Balkans and Near East in the 15th and 16th centuries. And the thing about these Janissary soldiers is they weren't Turks. They were recruited from conquered people as children and sort of indoctrinated into the Turkish elite. And the piece in question at Revolver News explores several fascinating parallels between the Janissary class as a sort of frontline foot soldiers for the Ottoman Empire and what we, with somewhat tongue-in-cheek, call the Tranissary class, describing the manner in which many in the sort of trans community fulfill a similar function for similar reasons. So it's a piece that really uses the Ottoman example of the Janissary to inspire deeper thinking about the role that the whole trans issue plays in contemporary American society.
Well, I want to get into that. We actually know, we have a whole editor and we spend a lot of time on transhumanism and artificial intelligence. And, you know, you've been deeply involved in that debate with Elon, and, you know, Elon's really the great interview Tucker did with him on this issue. But as our experts say, the transhumanism, one of the predicates is this transgender ideology that you know, comes up and you can be anything at any time. What are the direct parallels when you talk about it? We got a couple of minutes. Walk me through the direct parallels from the Janissaries, who were known as fierce warriors, right? In the what you call the Tranissary class.
Right. I mean, the parallels that we explore are admittedly quite provocative. One of the interesting things is the overwhelmingly disproportionate role that trans people play in the military. There's an amazing amount of vets. The statistic is quite incredible. I forget the exact statistic, but it's certainly disproportionate. We have the fact that the Ottoman Janissaries had an unusual method of recruitment. The Ottomans went and to the provinces. They took boys aged around 8 to 15 away from their families. They brought them back for training. They were not taken from Turks. And so it's this kind of parallel to the fact that the trans movement seems to target the youth. And in many cases, we read about in Washington State, for instance, there are even legal protocols in place to ensure that the youth can convert into trans without parental knowledge or consent. There was a genital mutilation aspect to the Traniceres, and I'll spare the audience the gruesome details in that. They can go to the article and read it if they're interested. Both are complete wards of the state, and that's another interesting aspect of the trans community, is that ordinarily speaking, they would be an entirely vulnerable population. They subsist completely on the fact that the regime supports them. They are totally dependent in this sense, and therefore they owe total loyalty to the regime. And therefore, in some kind of perverted and twisted way, they're the most vigorous patriots, not for America, but for this new version of the regime that I describe as the globalist American empire. And you see prominent trans people cropping up in senior government roles, for instance, in the Biden administration, which is an interesting testament to that. Both Janissaries and Traniceries died young for various reasons. In both cases, they tended to have no wives, no kids, and no families, which again means that there's no other domain in life to direct one's energies and intentions. So one becomes a totally political animal. All of one's energies and focus are directed toward the state and toward the regime. And this is intensified by the fact of utter dependency that I described earlier. So again,
Put up the article. Revolver is still one of my go-tos. How do they get to social media? How do they get to Revolver? And how do they read the weekend reading assignment is this article? Where do they go?
Revolver.news. It's white hot at the very top. Very fascinating historical exploration. We've got a fascinating and really important piece.
All right, we're back. And Joe, so he took you all the way back to the Ottoman Empire. That's even a little further back than I can remember.
Right, even further than I can. But I did want to bring up, you go back quite a few years, there weren't very many of these people that had this gender dysphoria, but by the year 2021, all of a sudden, the number tripled to about 45,000. What happened? Well, something happened around 2019, 2020, where this became socially cool, in crowd. People, the girls were getting special attention, and like the doctor said, it looked like pure contagion. And we talked about it when it came out. There were several papers written about it, and all of a sudden, those papers were a peer-reviewed scientific journal plus one. And all of a sudden this year, they've all been removed from the different websites. So here we have proof on two levels that these were mental illnesses, these were problems with illness, and because of money lobbying, the psychologists and psychiatrists have all caved and have joined with the dark side, and goes back to for the love of money. They've been bought off, paid off, and again, America is selling itself out spiritually, mentally. We're selling ourselves out for money on almost every front.
And what you need to know also is in 1973, the American Psychiatric Association removed homosexuality from the list of mental illness. Right. And in 2019, the World Health Organization stopped recognizing it as a disorder.
Alrighty, I've got an article right here. Let me just see. This is a 42-year-old trans thing, and he's dressed. He's dressed in a little dress, like a little girl's dress, and he's got pigtails. And this Democrat was in the little girl's bathroom. He went into the little girl's bathroom, taking pictures of little girls going to the bathroom, and he got caught. And there's pictures of him. Let me just go ahead and read this to you. 42-year-old man who allegedly identified as transgender was arrested by police after he was caught dressing as a schoolgirl, filming inside the school's female restroom. The took place at Rosa de America Women's College in the city of Huancayo in Peru. Okay, there you go. But this is so typical of these Democrats, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's another one here, you know, in Wisconsin, that a trans woman was showering with four of Wisconsin high school girls, violating their privacy. And I'm sure that these teenagers are scared to basically report.
Well, you had another article there where you had, I don't know if you did that one, where...
Which one?
That trans thing where he was saying that he was going to beat up.
No, that I still have that. It's here.
Go ahead.
But
and
it
that
was
one.
Basically...
This one is one of those trans things, and he said he's going to beat up. You just try to stop me.
This trans person is outright saying they're planning a mass shooting and nobody's going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And one of the chief complaints of women who say they don't want trans women, also known as biological men, infringing on their private spaces. But bottom line is, the statement was made, if you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. And you have to understand that these individuals are basically operating off of subjective feelings, all right, and with absolutely no control by way of their frontal lobes. They've been hijacked. But according to this trans person, they are making threats now, all right, against
Sarah J is the person who made all the threats. And,
correct.
She said something about she warns women who try to stop her that it'll be the last mistake you'll ever make. And I'm looking at a picture of this thing. It is the ugliest male-female.
It's a man.
The violent trannies are just ugly-looking people. They're evil-looking.
And in a normal society...
It's a man who's delusional. You know, you can say, look...
But he's got a face of evil. I mean, just pure, almost, you know, gothic horror type of gargoyle type looking. So many of the violent ones are really strange looking.
Well, if Biden finds out about him, he'll be on the White House staff.
Oh, yeah.
Most probably. In a sane society, if somebody would, you know, file charges against him, you know, with the county sheriff, because he's made an outright threat that he intends to do violence, you know, restraining orders should be able to be gotten, and there should be a justice system. But depending on what county you live in, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to be, you know, today. Yeah. Now, out here in our county, that might happen. But you're right. Mostly, in none of your big cities would that happen.
Well, I think you have. This is why you have to get active verbally and meet your mayor, meet your city council, meet your representatives, and let your wishes and your beliefs known. How can individuals who supposedly we elected and they ran on belief of God, family, and country, and they're putting up with this, and they're condoning it by their absence of denial?
Here's some more news. After disastrous debates in 2020, Democrats have decided not to hold presidential debates in 2024. As a note in the here, former Vice President Joe Obama Biden was a disaster. He looked lost at times and was embarrassing during the Democratic debates early on. It was clear that he wasn't going to be able to take on President Trump. After a short time, it appeared that none of the Democrats running for office could take on President Trump. And so here, the Democrats, this is why they put him in a basement down there. Now they're saying they don't want to have any more debates. No, they don't. They don't really want to have elections. They don't. They just want to take over and rule. In other words, they want to do like all communists, and the Democratic Party is a communist party. They're exactly the communists, and they're a satanic party. And they just want to say, look, we've chosen the candidates, and that's who we will install. That's the reality.
You know, I've got a thought behind that. I think they're banking on the fact that they're hoping more people hate Trump than are anti-Biden. They're thinking this is going to be a Trump-Biden rematch, and there's more voters going to be Trump haters than there are those of us that are just totally fed up with Biden and his transforming America. And well, I think it's called cynicism. I think that's what why they're running Biden.
Well, you can see all the fake news media already in a mode against the anti-Trump mode. I mean, just outrageous. And that includes Fox News. I noticed how, again, Bret Baier, there he goes again, you know, fair and balanced, yeah, really fair and balanced. Bret Baier is an anti-Trumper to the core, along with that. They're already talking about how unpopular Trump is in the country today. Yeah, you see, he's so unpopular. He is so unpopular that when he goes out and holds his rally, 60, 70,000 people come
right.
out to he's so unpopular that no matter where he goes, he's so unpopular that he's way far leads in the polls. And the media can lie and lie, and that includes Bret Baier and Fox News can continue to tell you this, but the American people are so tired of having their intelligence insulted by the fake news media. So,
here's one thing. I couldn't get a lot on it, but a Cornell University law professor, Bill Jacobson, is coming out, and he's saying that the diversity, equity, and inclusion is the entire DEI curriculum is now pervasive across the veterinary schools in America. And this is a radical equity training is pure ideological power play, but they're forcing people who want to be a veterinarian to go through all this diversity, equity, and inclusion training to take care of animals. And when it gets to that point, it is all about power. Everybody has to accept this is truth. Everybody has to bow down and accept DEI as the law of the land, or you will be attacked, you will be destroyed, you will be, you know, whatever the term of the day is.
Cancel. It's the cancel culture.
But it's even worse, I think, though, when you lose, you're forced to lose jobs, careers. So canceled isn't as bad a term as, destroyed.
And just as a point of information related to veterinarians, there is an American Holistic Veterinarian Association, and there are holistic veterinarians across the country. And if you have dogs and cats and even horses, before you use any kind of vaccinations, you make sure you get a listing of what is in there, because they are putting the mRNA, DNA-altering stuff in the shots for your pets. And the whole idea of these vaccinations...
Putting it in for shots for horses and dogs and...
Yes, and cats.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. They announced that at the last fall. All right, in 2022.
Oh, boy.
And so in the way of... because they administer heartworm 365 days a year. All right, well, you can do a search on heartworm incidents in where you live. And bottom line is, if your animal's not hunting in the woods, all right, your chances of coming down with heartworm are only about 1% to 2%. So you can have an annual heartworm test to check your animal every week, and not being administering him insecticides and pesticides, which is what these heartworm pills are. So bottom line is, investigate American Holistic Veterinary Association, and there are vets out there who basically work with more natural approaches. Remember, for every medication out there, there is a natural counterpart.
Is there a medication, do you happen to know, for animal? I mean, where we live, it's all rural. It's the other night I had to go out and chase a bobcat off the top of my chicken coop. I mean, you know, walk out the door and take a left turn.
There are natural things that you can put out. There's plants that, you know, animals will stay clear of, especially the deer eating your garden. So there are always natural approaches to everything. Related to ticks and fleas, they don't like, basically there's supplements out there, they're pressed tablets, and it's a composition of garlic, yeast, and vitamin B vitamins. And for whatever reason, you start giving your dog that, and they don't get any more flea bites or tick bites.
Hey, Joe, the next time you, Joe, the next time you go chasing a bobcat out the chicken coop, have Harriet film that because I want to see it.
No, she just yelled and told me to get the gun. She didn't want to watch.
Okay. Well, I had a neighbor that put one of those Ugo horns up and had and had a kind of a, I don't know whether it's a tripwire or whether it was a, it was, the circuit was broken somehow, and the animals, it went off, and then as soon as the animal left, it turned off, and it didn't take two or three times before they just stayed away from the property.
Some years ago, some years ago, I was there in Missouri, up in the old Ozarks, and it was kind of a cold morning out there, and I had me a cup of coffee, and the sun was out, and the sun, well, the only thing it was heating a big rock. It was a big rock there in the sunlight. So I went over there, and I kind of was sitting on this, leaning up against, sitting on this rock with my coffee, and actually kind of taking a little bit of sleep at the same time, just standing there kind of drowsy early in the morning. And I opened my eyes, and a bobcat had jumped up on that rock, was sitting right next to me within about...
Just looking at you.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it. You know, that was something, yeah.
He probably figured you were too big to eat.
Well, he probably smelled that coffee and wondered what it was.
Cream and sugar.
Yeah, could be. All right, here we got here. Lawsuit filed against DOJ. Used to be Department of Justice. Now, well, I'm going to tell you. For records on appointees installed in the department to advance Biden's radical agenda. That's right. America's First lawsuit has filed against the U.S. Department of Justice for records on political appointees installed into the department to advance the Biden regime's radical agenda. Just exactly like we were. See, all these things we told you about before, now, it's little by little, it's coming out. I mean, look, much later. The lawsuit alleges that the DOJ has violated the Freedom of Information Act laws by failing to provide non-exempt records related to their request. The AFL sent a Freedom of Information Act request, FOIA Act, to the Department of Justice to obtain resumes and basic records on political appointees, including names, titles, positions, salaries, ethics, pledges, and more, so that the American people can know exactly who is behind the scene at the DOJ and the AFL, said in a press release about the lawsuit. Little by little, all of this stuff is coming out. The problem of it is, who are we going to have to do? If they can get the stuff into the courts, they can... Merrick Garland is a crooked, crooked, crooked cop. Very crooked. He's lied under oath. He's as crooked can be, and there's got to be a way they can get this into the courts, because that guy belongs in jail. There you go.
That is one of the truest. I mean, it is so obvious. He has lied to the people. He has lied to Congress. He has ignored the Constitution. It's unreal what the people are putting up with. You were last week, you know, why aren't the people angry? Where is the rage? I'm still waiting to see the American people get mad. They're hurting, their child abuse. The boys and girls are being, crippled for life. And I'm just wondering, where is that righteous indignation? When are people going to get mad? They're destroying women,
there's a small percentage of us that have already. I mean, there is a little, and that's why they fired Tucker Carlson.
There's some counties here in Northeast Ohio that are rocking.
Yeah.
You know?
There are. What do you have there?
What I have here is talking about cancer, and the so-called war on cancer is fake. Basically, cancer cells develop because your body isn't getting what it needs to stay healthy. And so you got to stop drinking tap water with the fluoride It's a carcinogen. The top 10 fuels for cancer. Number one are the spike proteins from these COVID shots. They clog the vascular system, deplete oxygen and nutrient supply. Fluoride is a toxic byproduct of the mining industry, and it's not necessary for your teeth.
I know.
At all. And fluoride diminishes mental capacity of children, and they actually are marketing in the grocery stores water with fluoride for babies.
30 years ago, we did a radio program on that. 30 years ago, we had a guy, a scientist, on who had done a long study on there. In fact, we did more than one radio program on that. And
Yeah, and so cancer can only grow in an acidic environment. And what that means is in true health, your body should be alkaline, 7.3, 7.4. But because you're not hydrated, you need to be drinking half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 180 pounds, you should be putting away 90 ounces of purified water, not tap water. When you're drinking tap water, you're drinking the fluoride, you're drinking the bacteria that the fluoride and the chlorine killed, all right? And then you're also drinking somebody else's pharmaceuticals like Prozac. And that's interacting, if you are in any medications, with what you have.
So when you talk about purified, you happen to, you sell water purifiers.
Yeah, I'm a consultant with an international wellness company, and if people are interested in water options that are affordable, you can give me a call at 440-478-4073. It's 440-478-4073. I can send you information regarding it. But going back to staying away from cancer, you need to put your body into what I call a human greenhouse. When it plants not well, you look at sunlight, so get out in the sun, take your vitamin D3, support the cleaning of your liver with a good milk thistle supplement or milk thistle tea, dandelion root tea, etc. Stay away from any kind of vaccine shots until you investigate what's in the ingredients list. A good number of them still have mercury. It's called thimerosal. And MSG, there's actually MSG in some of these vaccines, including the ones for your pets. Stay away from white processed sugar. Sweeten, if you need a sweetener, just use natural. Molasses, organic maple syrup, honey. I have a client, I told him to put molasses in his coffee, and he said, are you crazy? And I said, no, just try it a couple times. He said, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So it's a matter of doing something that you're not used to.
Lextrap molasses, yeah. My brother.
How about stevia plants? We were raising stevia. It's real easy to propagate and make a bunch of them, and you can dry the leaves and crush them up, and or just occasionally take a stevia leaf and chew it, and it's like eating a piece of candy.
Yeah, you have to look at the ingredients label, because what the food companies have done.
I'm talking about growing the plant.
Right, no, you grow the plant, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to read the label, because the other ones are not pure, like Purevia and some of the other ones are artificial, but you got to read that. Stay away from artificial sweeteners. A good number of them are banned in Europe, like aspartame. And your MSG, mm-hmm. It causes neurological process. And then your nitrates, your sulfites, those are all chemicals that are being put in the food. So,
alrighty, we're coming up.
And now they want us to eat Bill Gates' meat that
that's tumors. Those are
printer, right?
He's literally growing cancerous tumors in a petri dish.
And stay away from any plant-based meats.
Tumor. Oh, sorry.
Plant-based meat. You want to stay away from those Impossible burgers and all of those other things. Look at the ingredients list. It has junk in it.
The good news is that Bill Gates' artificial meats is going down. He's not selling it. People will not buy it, okay?
But
it's literally it's literally made up, like you said, of cancerous tumors. That's what's in that, okay? He's growing these things.
And some of the plant-based burgers, they have wood pulp.
Yeah, and now they're trying to make a
sawdust. Put sawdust in,
right?
Rather than wood pulp, it's just plain old sawdust.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And now they want to make a milk out of wood pulp, and so this is really something.
No.
Well, you already have the salmon that was grown in the laboratory back in 2007. So stay away from all fish that is not wild caught.
Yeah. Alrighty, we're going to be back right after this. So don't go away. A lot more to come.
A little girl
lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said as he walked in. He said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him. Said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about Mom and Dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Just tell Mom and Dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Heaven above, tell them they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for them. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
We're back. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. And that was little Samantha Daner, who's all grown up now. Samantha Daner.
Ask him about the stadium seats.
And yours truly, Pastor Ernie. I'm still talking. Okay. And somebody had said that that little girl's voice was John McTiernan, because and McTiernan,
I don't know what we're going to do with you.
Well, McTiernan said he was destroyed by that. It was just, anyhow. Okay, so all right, I've got to know this. We have to know where we can get the stevia seeds, because there's no place around here that we know of. So where do we get stevia seeds?
Okay, I'll find out. Our local nursery carried them. They just bought the plants, and you just take a cutting of a little leaf, a little branch off the plant, and put it in dirt, and it'll start another plant. Put it in water, it starts another plant.
So I'll just find out. Local nursery had them.
Yeah, yeah. You got something started here, so we got to find out because we got to get our stevia, right?
Yep.
All right, very good. Should we take some phone calls? We've got about 15 minutes we can take calls. Let's open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a content, if you have one about medical stuff, ask Elaine. And if it's about the Bible, ask me, unless it's like a real hard one, you can ask Joe. So, phone lines are open, 888-677-9673. Now, here, Joe, before we take a call, there's good news and bad news. The good news is LGBTQ, the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer organization, cancels this Florida Sodomite Pride Parade, over a bill banning children from lewd adult performances. The organization was canceled was concerned that the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would sign Senate Bill 1438 into law before the event took place. And if the bill was signed into law before the event took place, then it was all for all ages. The venue risked losing its liquor license, and organizations could have lost its nonprofit status. Anyone doing a lewd performance in drag in front of children would have been at risk of fines or jail time. You know,
So they're admitting to the evil lewdness and the profanity here.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, and so the legislation which the Senate is expecting to sign does specifically state that drag performances in front of minors is banned, but defines adult live performances as any show, exhibition, or other presentation in front of a live audience which is in whole or part depicts or stimulates nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, or specific sexual activities, lewd conduct, or the lewd exposure of prosthetic or imitation genitals or breasts. I would have to say, you have to be lewd today to really be a part of the Democratic Party. If you're going to, by the definition today, you've got to be pretty much just a reprobate, right?
Correct.
I mean, everything that the God's Word, the Bible, calls unclean, reprobate, the Democrats today, the Democratic Party is flush with pedophilia. From the top down, it's flush with pedophilia.
And Satanism.
Today. Well, speaking of Satanism, here you've got prayer warriors will attend the SatanCon in Boston next week, event being called the largest satanic gathering in history. A large group of Democrats will occur on April 28th through the 30th, 2023, to celebrate the Satanic Temple's 10th anniversary. A group of Christian warriors will be attending SatanCon in Boston next week, an event being called the largest satanic gathering. So you're going to have prayer warriors, Christians there, praying against these. Now, Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray will probably arrest any Christians out there for praying against Satanism, okay? Because that's, they would do it, okay? The Satanic Temple promises on its website that the convention will be a weekend of blasphemy and remembrance in Boston. That's how sick they are. And Boston is sick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's really sick. This event is dedicated to Boston Mayor Michael Wu for her unconstitutional efforts to keep TST out of Boston public spaces, the organization stated. The TST SatanCon 2023 will be in historic downtown Boston, Massachusetts from April 28th through the 30th. With the theme, Hexenotic in Boston, attendees will be lecturers and panels presented by Democrat campaigns and congregations, as well as evening entertainment and satanic marketplace. Remember we told you the Church of Satan is now the official church of the Democratic Party.
It's right.
The Church of Satan. All right. Okay. Who do we have there? I can't believe. Say that again. We have April out in Texas. Hey, April.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sure. Can you hear
okay.
me? Go ahead.
My question is relating back to Daniel.
Yeah.
The fourth chapter, I believe. I can't put my hand on the scripture. In that chapter, I start with verse. God doesn't always raise up a wise king. So relating that back to his head of state. And then in the second chapter, 221, he rises them up and he sets them down. Right? And we all say God is in control. Yes. So now, the way I look at it, sir, is that all of this cesspool and topsy-turvy amongst, or, since he's been in office, has flipped since Trump is out and he's in. And now a lot of people that were supporting, that wanted Trump out, now they're flipped back over. Trump has so many people following, they don't understand it. And I also heard two prophets, because I don't follow a lot of prophets, they said Trump is going to get back, but he's going to be the last president before this. They didn't say before the Antichrist, but I do a lot of studying and fasting. He's going to be the last of it. But we got four more good years. Oh, yeah. So it's like I'm saying, like, God is allowing all this stuff to flip topsy-turvy and, like, you know, how say you? And what is our Congress doing passing all these sick, debauchery, vile laws?
All right, let me answer you. First of all, here, God gives us three main missions in Scripture, okay? When he gives these things out there, number one, mission one, very clear. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. That's the Great Commission. That's job one, mission one. We're to go out and preach the gospel, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teach the gospel. Two, from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. So we have an obligation. We have an absolute obligation to resist tyranny unto blood, as it says. And then God has expectations of us to do that. The problem of it is there's only a remnant, a smaller percentage is actually doing that. And then number three, he is telling you that we are to hold fast to the traditions of the apostles, to stand our ground and not give up any ground, not back down. Okay, so God has allowed these things. We're being tested as a people, as a church. And so there, that's the answer to your question there. So, all right, thank you.
On the Antichrist, and you think that he's going to be a gay boy?
Well, you absolutely go to the book of Daniel, chapter 11, and that answers that question there. I can't hear you. You got to talk into the phone.
He's not going to have a desire for women.
Right. You already have a lot of antichrists here already. If you were to ask me what would be, in my opinion, the best candidate as far as fulfilling all of the specifications in our day of Antichrist, I would say Barack Hussein Obama. He has, as far as I can see, even his name is even in the scriptures. In fact, in two different places. So he would be I'm not saying he is the Antichrist, I'm saying he would be the best candidate as far as my opinion goes. Go ahead, thank you. Who do you have next? Vince, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. You guys were talking about plant-based foods, and I agree that, I won't eat plant-based foods. Just my stomach, whatever they put in it, I don't like. But I think one of you then said something like they put tree bark in the plant-based foods. And you guys
taught us.
You complimented as you make a comment saying that's a bad thing. But, if they put tree bark in plant-based foods, that ain't bad. I mean, pine bark, that's one of the best things for you. And oak bark is good at times, and slippery elm.
Well, they make cheese and stuff out of bark, but just
cutting up sawdust to put in a filler and things to give it body. Sawdust has got, you know, it might be plant-based, but it's not really healthy.
That's what Stalin did during World War II.
And it's processed.
Well, again, I don't understand. Sometimes you take encapsulated tree bark? I do.
Well, yeah, but you know what you're taking. We're talking about just manufacturing sawdust off the floor of a plant.
Well, like pine bark?
Manufacturing plant.
You start to make sawdust and put pine bark. That can't be all that bad.
No, what I'm saying is you know where it's coming from. In the plant-based burgers, you don't know what their source is for the wood pulp that they're putting in it. You don't know the source. I agree with you. You have to know where the source is coming from.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who do you have next there? Okay. Radford, you're in the air.
My name is Radford Fulton. I was calling for book she had for the toxic food that people are eating and stuff like that, like the ingredient stuff that she mentioned, but I missed the name of the book, any books that she had for toxic foods.
Well, if you can, do you go on the computer?
Yeah, I have. I go to the library. I don't have
okay.
a computer, but I
think he's referring to Attempt to Cure. There's two books we have right here. In fact, everybody's sick, and I know why. And Attempt to Cure. And in Attempt to Cure, Dr. Peter Glidden lists 12 foods that you should, according to him, absolutely not eat, and they will make you sick.
That's probably what he's talking about.
Dr. Peter Glidden, right?
Yeah, Dr. Peter Glidden. So you'd have to, if you'd want that book, if you'd send, Attempt to Cure, if you would send a donation, we ask a donation of $40. It's a big book to WRWL, that's WRWL 14781, 14781 Sperry, Sperry.
I think they got your address off the internet, so
send there.
Order. Yeah, because I got a number of books. There's a doctor by the name of Dr. Joel Wallace. He has a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. In 2013, I talked to a doctor, and he told me that the medicine don't work. You know, he said he used to literally cry because the medicine never worked. Any medicine that he would give his patients, he would literally cry because the medicine wasn't working, and the pharmaceutical companies would give him all kinds of kickbacks and stuff like that. Because I have a book here that talks about how the pharmaceutical industry got started, and they practicing witchcraft.
You're not kidding. In fact, I got a clip here, but I don't have time to play it tonight to talk exactly about that. The Bible refers to that, okay? But I have to go. Okay.
Better yet, can I send you, can I give you my email address and you send the information to my email address?
No, I can't do that. Nope, I can't do that, okay? So I have to, I'm out of time right now tonight. Go ahead and, who did you say there? We have one more?
Contact the office.
Okay, yeah. You can contact my office at 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. How much time do I have?
I have one call.
Okay, this is the last call for tonight. Dane, you're in the air.
Pastor Ernie, I'd like to ask Elaine about alotapine real quick. How bad is it for you?
How bad is what?
Alotapine. It's amlotapine. It's a calcium channel blocker for blood pressure. Is there anything else that you can do besides taking stuff like that?
Yes, there is. There is a there's a lot of research on the bonita fish, B-O-N-I-T-A, bonita fish peptides, P-E-P-T-I-D-S. There is a supplement called Peptase, P-E-P-T-A-C-E, Peptase. And it's comprised of peptides from the bonita fish, and you can obtain it from the vitamin shop. You can check the vitamin shop that is in your area or online, and it does very nicely to help with blood pressure issues. The number one thing that you need to do is make sure you're drinking enough water, because your blood pressure will elevate if you don't have enough fluid in your system and circulating volume in your body. So make sure you're drinking water. Beyond that, Peptase from the Vitamin Shop works very nicely.
One last quick thing. What about grape leaf extract? What have you heard about that?
Grape leaf extract is very good for you. Yeah. All right. You know, there's a lot of health benefits related to it. But you, again, hydration, support your liver for cleaning, and a lot of times the blood pressure problems will go away.
All right, we're out
Thank
of time.
You.
Thank you. You have approximately about 3 minutes, Joe. Do you think you can give an invitation? I'll tell you when you're up to a minute. Go ahead.
Best, can you hear me? I'm losing contact with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. All right, because I wasn't able to hear most of you. All right. Let me know if there's any problems. The most important decision in life is not who you marry, where you live, what kind of job you have, you know, how many children. The most important decision you'll ever make in life is whether or not you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Lord created a need in all of us, inside of us, to search for our Creator, to search for our true Father. And the world fills that void with all the wrong things, desire for money, power, sex, gambling, sin, multitude of things. Jesus came to pay the price for our sin. And he would have come if only one person would achieve salvation by his sacrifice, because, well, Scripture said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God also made it very clear that he hates sin. And Scripture said the wages of sin are death. God cannot tolerate sin. So he placed his Son upon the cross to take the sins, your sins, my sins, all of us who would accept Christ. And he died a substitutionary death. He died in my place. He died in your place and paid that sin debt. He's been called our advocate with the Father. He, because of what he did, we can stand in the presence of God sinless. You know, we can, because only a sinless person can enter the kingdom of heaven. That's why Jesus paid our debt.
30 seconds.
Like he told Nicodemus, you must be born again, must be born of the Spirit of God. And to do that, you have to call upon the Father, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life forever without any reservation. You become that born-again believer, joint heir of the kingdom with Jesus.
All right. Thank you,
the greatest
you, Joe.
Decision you'll ever make.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I didn't have to shout, but I didn't know if you could hear me. So we're at that point where we get every night at this time where we say, good night, God bless.
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.